So
I thought that's what they were doing. They were combining the whole Wicker Man.
8 or 10 cards each?
I don't remember.
Make it up as you
let's
go.
Let's do 8.
Should we introduce ourselves?
4, 5. Wait.
Nobody knows who I am.
How many
Everybody
people?
Knows who you are.
Literally nobody knows.
It's that girl that fucks salt.
Exactly.
That's
4, 4, 5, 6.
And I don't even have longer. That's
7.
It. Dropping you fucking off tomorrow. Go to the yard store. Fucking hate you all.
Not a problem.
I'm going to the yard store. Look out.
There is one here.
Oh, I'm sure. I dealt.
What did we?
Oh, I dealt rando.
You're
that's
just
who I dealt.
The table, which really look at the spike.
I'm really sorry. I'm so sorry about that. Can you forgive me, please? Please forgive me.
Say please a little more.
Please.
Okay, now a little. Just keep doing
would
it.
You, before you, you're gonna end up ruining everything.
You're gonna ruin everything.
You're ruined everything.
All the things.
You super secret, secret me? Alt ruiner of panties.
That's me. And among other things. Panties, carpets, rugs, generally.
Insert name here, ruiner of not really much.
Anonymous mandala that ruins fun. And listening always, that ruins...
It doesn't ruin a damn thing. She also
socks?
Ruins panties.
You ruin socks?
She ruins panties, but they're her own.
You know, I like guys, master, never mind.
Yeah.
Master,
I don't belong here.
Yeah. Hi, I'm Salt.
I feel like this is too many cards.
It's 8 cards.
Just roll with it.
We also have a rando. This is Rando Calrissian. Calrissian is what they call him. Rando Calrissian.
What?
Why?
It's
just cuz.
It's just random. It's an extra player because sometimes the random cards are actually funnier than.
But
the
what happens if
play.
Nobody can remember what they put in?
Well, then you
then
can,
we have
you
a problem.
Pay attention to what you put in. You're like, oh, that's funny. That was me.
See, you could totally do that. You wouldn't even know.
So, what game are we playing?
We're playing Cards Against Humanity. So you're the Cards Czar, LA. This is listening always.
I'm wait. What?
You're the Cards Czar.
Oh, we're playing to you.
This is
you're the judge.
I'm the judge. Why can't you just say judge?
Because it's called the Cards Czar. God.
You're making me cry.
The Cards Czar who is judging the cards.
You guys wanted me to drink beer before we recorded and stuff, so
you want some more?
I've got more, thanks.
What will I bring back in time to convince people that I am a powerful wizard?
Oh, yes.
You're a powerful wizard?
Wizard.
A wizard.
Wizard was it?
Wizard.
Okay, draw back up to 8. Oh, Rando has to put one in.
A wizard.
I'm probably not the best person to keep up with Rando. I'm going to forget about it. Because he's not actually here.
It's not a real thing.
Rando's fun, shut up.
Do you want Rando's hand to be here?
Rando's hand-o?
Do you want Rando's hand to be in your pants?
Oh.
No, because then I'd really forget about that.
Yeah.
Like, all right.
We were doing a thing? What?
What is wrong with all of you people?
We are
we're
horrible
bad
people.
Okay.
That's
horrible.
What's wrong.
Horrible
what
people.
Will I bring back in time to convince people that I'm a powerful wizard?
Wizard.
I am not going to bring Mecha Hitler. Just.
Daniel Radcliffe's Delicious Butthole. What is the card?
Oh, no.
Wizard.
I didn't know that. I didn't know that was a card.
Totally
yes.
I don't think that Funky Fresh Rhymes would convince people that I'm from the future. Shiny objects might do it, but I'm gonna go with tried and true and taking off my shirt.
So boobs.
Boobs will convince people that I'm from the future.
It wasn't me.
It was not me.
Seriously,
it's
the random guy wins?
Yes, Rando wins first round. So we play into 5 or 7 or...
Until we get to
we
play
so backstage, we didn't really discuss the rules before we started here. We didn't think this thing out.
You don't have to talk so loud. You are next to the microphone.
I'm not next. I'm over here, and it's playing that
you
way,
are the closest
so.
Person to the microphone, and it's on the first setting, which means that it records everything around
everything.
It.
So I could yell louder, is what you're saying.
No.
It's going to record that.
I'm going to throw a pillow at your fucking face.
You could try.
I cannot try. I can do.
I live in fear.
Wait a minute. I have a card for that.
You're so crazy.
That's because she's all crazy.
Okay.
And it got on my hair. Quick, draw a block.
Okay. Before he gets out of control.
More out of control.
Blank. Bet you can't have just one.
Sorry.
Coat hanger abortions. Bet you can't have just one. Flesh eating bacteria. Bet you can't have just one. An M16 assault rifle. Bet you can't have just one. A brain tumor. Bet you can't have just one. I'm going to go with flesh eating bacteria because it's the funniest. Is that Rando again?
Are you serious?
You guys are the worst. Rando is beating everyone. So let it be written.
This is bad.
We will just all play Rando from now on and it'll be better.
Are you giving Rando more cards?
Yes, I wouldn't. I play from Rando. Yes.
What are my parents fighting for me?
Your parents?
Oh, they make me laugh more than anything else.
Rando keeps winning, so.
Well, get good.
We'll just go with that then. I am so mad about the purple.
Sorry.
Like, legitimately angry.
My parents are hiding synergistic management solutions from me.
Don't even.
Old people smell from me. Inappropriate yodeling from me. Or penis breath from me. Well, that's gross. But probably inappropriate yodeling.
Yes, finally.
A human wins.
A human wins.
You beat Rando.
I did.
Yep. You triumphed over random chance.
Here is the church. Here is the steeple. Open the doors, and there is...
Easy with the thumping on the
table. Hey, you're close to the mic, too.
Yeah, right? Yelling.
Wait, yelling always?
Oh, okay, yeah.
Did Rando play?
Yes. I got Rando under control.
Now.
Mostly. I'll forget about him in two or three turns. I'm like, oh, yeah.
Here's the church, here's the steeple. Open the doors, and there is a gentle caress of the inner thigh. Said exactly as you're taking a sip.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's how you do it.
Here is the church, here's the steeple. Open the doors, and there is a thermonuclear detonation.
Close the doors.
Close the doors again.
Here's the church, here's the steeple. Open the doors, and there is incest.
Well,
wait, are we on GWA again?
It has been very incesty recently.
I mean, no, but even the Bible's full of it.
That's very true.
All the beginning.
Well, because there were two people to start with, and that's it. And so then, of course, everyone is related.
And then everyone's related again.
If Adam and Eve are the only people, their children are going to have sex and then have more children. So everybody is incestuous.
But then it gets all the way out, and then you come back to Noah.
You're still incestuous, though, because you're all descended.
No, but it's like doubled. That's what I'm trying to say.
Should I read the other card?
Yeah.
Sure.
You can go ahead.
You can
Here's the church, here's the steeple, open the doors, and there is the Underground Railroad. I think I'm going to go with a gentle caress of the inner thigh.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Another point for the humans.
Go, human, go! Bad Skynet!
Oh, who are mine?
Down Skynet.
Hack the planet. Stuff.
Hack the planet.
I'm sorry, Professor, but I couldn't complete my homework because of...
Wow. We should make an audio out of every round of these cards, like the winning combination should be an audio.
Well, then we have to remember what it was.
No, we just play back the recording.
Yeah, if there only there was a way that we could listen to it later.
No, I think if you win... If you win the round, then you have to make a recording of what the winning one was. Yes.
That's a lot of recording.
It's a lot of responsibility. I'm not sure I'm ready for it.
I don't know if you know how lazy I am, but I literally sit around until noon every day in my underwear. So,
do some days you sit around without your underwear?
Occasionally there are pants involved, but it's mostly...
Mostly just underwear?
Mostly in my underwear.
I could stand to hear more of this.
You're sitting. Now you can stand to hear more of
this. I can stand to hear more of this.
I'm sorry, Professor. But I couldn't complete my homework assignment because I was too busy inserting a mason jar into my anus.
That would that'd do it.
All right, that's fine. That's fine, Susie. You could just turn that in another time. Prolapse.
I'm sorry, Professor, but the placenta really prevented me from handing in my homework. I'm sorry, Professor, but I couldn't complete my homework because of edible underpants. And I'm sorry, Professor, I could not complete my homework because of my sex life, which was obviously more important.
Obviously.
Obviously. I'm sorry, mason jar takes it.
Ugh. Seriously.
It's Rando again.
How does the Rando get that one?
This is why I play with Rando, because it's funny.
But it's not funny, but it's better than
you. Rando's winning.
We disqualify him for winning?
Yeah.
He has to get twice the number of cards we do.
Okay, fair enough. White people like blank. Wow.
Well, that's...
This is going to be an awkward
round. This card's
round.
Too real.
TooReal.com.
I mean, it kind of works.
Let's see what Rando's got to say about white people. The only there black guy in the future. This goes over here.
There are a lot of things here that...
That white people like?
Yeah. I have a lot of things here.
What's the most offensive?
Yeah.
That one.
That one right there.
White people like child beauty pageants.
Yeah.
Yep. White people like teaching a robot to love. And Asian people do that too. White people like preteens.
Ooh.
White people like eugenics. That's a winner. Eugenics.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Rando couldn't have had that one, I was going to say.
That's too good.
Oh boy.
Alrighty.
You're the worst.
I'm the only one that hasn't won anything.
A romantic candlelight dinner would be incomplete without blank.
Ooh. Mm.
Better make it romantic.
Oh, you know me. It will be romantic.
Does she really?
A little bit. I am the most romantic. Oh.
Are you?
Yep.
Compared to...
A romantic candlelit dinner would be incomplete without me time. Without Bill Nye the Science Guy.
Bill Nye the Science Guy.
Without Nickelback.
Oh god, I'm not gonna...
Without grave robbing.
What?
A little grave robbing to spice it up.
So you get the ring to ask her to marry you.
Yeah, you steal it from dead people.
But don't need it anymore.
I see dead people.
Stealing... Can you steal from someone that can't contest
the stolen? Steal? I don't know.
That can't that's claim good, that they own it.
Well, that's a good point.
Can you?
I mean, let's there's discuss probably this. Yeah, because now there's probably a separate crime for like desecrating a grave.
Of course,
or something.
Of course, yes.
But
on public property,
obviously.
Yeah, but if
but
you
can the dead own property is the question.
Yes. So, like, can they make you
were they
return?
Buried with it? Yeah. If they,
the ring that you stole off a dead
they
body.
They didn't go
no,
get
no, no.
it afterwards.
If I would say if they were buried with it, it's the property of the cemetery.
But the family owns the plot, technically. The land is
do
still
do you pay
owned.
Taxes on your grave?
I don't own a grave. I don't really know. I know that a person buys a plot,
yes,
like in a
so
graveyard.
You, but I don't think you pay taxes on it.
Like
so it's not like
taxes.
Proper, exactly.
But that object
where
has to belong to someone. But if it belongs to someone,
Google
that someone has to be able to protest
I know.
It being taken, right?
Other than the cemetery.
If you steal...
Right. I mean, they can protest because it's illegal to dig up a grave.
Why?
Because the law says so.
Why?
I'm asking Google, if you steal something from a grave, do you have... I don't know what to ask it now.
It's due to smallpox and influenza. They don't want
to
spread
it
anymore.
That's not what I'm trying to ask.
Do dead people have rights?
I guess, is it illegal?
What rights do dead people have? Can you steal from a corpse?
That's a good one. Can you steal from a corpse? I used to get all from corpse all the time in the games.
I thought you just said I used to get off from corpse, and I was like, okay,
that's
cool.
Different,
whatever
that's
works
a
for you.
My case.
That's a different game.
Is it illegal to steal a dead body?
That's not what you asked.
Not quite what I asked.
Is it illegal to steal something from a dead person? This is the question that we had. Hang on. It's loading because it's on 3G, and there's actually not any bars in the little signal thing.
Well,
are you on the Wi-Fi?
No. Because I didn't punch it in. Shh. Just
touch. Can you get in trouble from stealing from the dead?
I suppose if it's if you get
this
caught.
Is blogs.findlaw.com.
Nice!
We're gonna plug that.
Find law. Definitely find law.
No.
Above the law is way better. Above the law.
If the person is dead on the sidewalk by natural causes and you take money from their wallet, people say...
And so
they don't say shit. Yeah, because it's not loaded. You can just cut this part out?
This one says, a Texas woman was arrested by Odessa police and charged with theft from a human corpse after video from a funeral home showed her reaching into an open casket and removing something from a female corpse. That something turned out to be a ring, valued at just $10, and could land the woman in state jail for 2 years. Beyond the lack of respect for the dead and the general creepiness, this woman displayed an apparent lack of concern for the legal consequences of messing with a dead body. But as Texas's statute illustrates, you can get into a lot of trouble stealing from dead people. So apparently you can go to jail for 2 years for stealing.
On the state.
Yeah.
So it's
seemingly.
State,
I think it depends on the dead's rights and the family's control over the dead's remaining possessions and
I would say that the actual possessions that the dead person has is considered their estate. If the person who is administering the estate chooses to dispense some of those possessions into the grave, then that is their choice.
If it's in their will that you gotta bury me with this thing.
Right. If you remove those, then you are actually stealing from the estate, not from the dead person.
Yeah, that's probably the way it goes.
I'd like to know this one a little bit better, but this one's a Wisconsin cemetery worker who stole a guitar out of a casket could face up to 10 years in prison. He pled no contest to the theft. He pilfered the expensive musical instrument, a Fender Telecaster that was valued at $2,000, out of the grave of a man. Requested to be buried with the instrument. The deceased has played blah, blah, blah.
So yes, it's probably the
answer. You get in trouble, apparently.
Don't steal from dead people, kids. Lesson of the day. The more you know.
Okay, under Wisconsin law, theft of property occurs when someone takes an individual's property without permission. I'm into it.
I'm sorry. Yeah,
just for the cheese. You're there for the cheese, don't lie.
I don't even understand what you're saying.
Wisconsin?
Cheese.
Wisconsin cheese. Dead people cheese.
That's gross.
Moving on.
In order for an action to amount to theft, the thief must intend to permanently deprive the owner of their item.
But who's the owner?
The dead person.
The dead person can't own things.
Their estate.
Specifically, if the property is taken from somebody's body, including a corpse, the perpetrator is guilty of a Class G felony, punishable by a prison term of up to 10 years and a fine of $25,000.
I didn't know we were talking about Class G felonies.
Class G.
I will withdraw the original question.
Gosh.
Ultimately, serious. Up to the judge, apparently.
Right. I don't.
All right, moving on.
So who wins?
Oh yeah, it's your
grave robbing. Grave robbing.
Yes!
Because we talked about it for an hour.
I won one.
I'll just stick that there.
See about the spikes in the audio now.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Your audacity should be used to that by now, right?
Oh yes.
Yes, with the yelling.
I know how to get rid of the spikes.
Always yelling.
She checks the spikes.
Always yelling.
What is the most emo? In case anyone's keeping track, we are now in the next round. What's the most emo?
Oh, that's not nice.
That one. should have seen the... I mean, if you want to see spikes, you should have seen the one I did the other day.
Spikes?
In the audio.
Oh.
What's the most emo? Menstrual rage.
So emo. Why don't you just calm down and not be so emo?
What's the most emo? Amputees.
Interesting.
What's the most emo? The penny whistle solo from My Heart Will Go On.
Wow.
Is there a fourth one?
What's the most emo? Adderall.
Tia.
Yeah, trademark. Can't forget the trademark. Adderall.
Yes!
Your points.
So I need to make an audio about grave robbing and an audio about emo Adderall.
Yes.
Yes. Good luck with that.
Is the shiny thing on the cards or on the...
It's on the sleeve.
Oh, okay.
You just like the shiny things too much.
I'm sorry. Your turn.
But before I kill you, Mr. Bond, I must show you.
Are you Jose Jalapeno all of a sudden?
Yes.
Jose Jalapeno?
Or
Jose Jalapeno.
Ahmed is who I'm thinking of.
Ahmed.
I kill you.
Hey, silence!
Before I kill you, Mr. Bond, I must show you.
I must show you something.
Sorry, the card that I just drew is perfect for a Bond reference.
Too bad, so sad.
My is it?
Feet are cold.
Your peats are chilly.
Do you want a blankie?
My chili peats.
Nice. That's pretty good.
But before I kill you, Mr. Bond, I must show you crumbs all over the goddamn carpet.
Did you see the crumbs?
These crumbs!
My maid will clean these up for hours! I will whip her occasionally.
These crumbs are your fault, Mr. Bond.
Till it's made on Monday.
Because it's Sunday. She doesn't come until Monday.
She does.
Wait. Hold on. You won't be here, Mr. Bond.
Because I would kill you! And the other thing that I wanted to show you was children on leashes.
Slow children at play.
You're a bad person, and you should
be bad. This is Cards Against Humanity, right? Did I miss the game? Because bad people?
It does say on the box that you're a horrible person for playing this game.
Slow children at play.
Yes. Also, Mr. Bond, you need to see this M. Night Shyamalan plot twist.
Shyamalan Ding Dong.
You just want to see Shyamalan Ding Dong.
Before you die, I mean.
Bucket list. And
is that
on the bucket list? Because I don't know about
you
that.
You don't get to judge other people's bucket list, alright?
I mean,
just remember, water kills her.
Wait, what? Oh, the thing. No spoilers.
You haven't seen a 12-year-old movie by now. Actually, it's probably older than 12 years.
No, I don't think. Well, oh, yeah. Okay, so,
Shit, how old is that?
It was...
Before I kill you, Mr. Buck.
Auto-cannibalism. I don't know how you can have auto-cannibalism.
Eat yourself.
On autopilot? Like,
no.
No.
It's like auto-fellatio is blowing yourself. So
you are going to eat your own ankle cooked and stewed.
Like, the image of him, like... Before I kill you, I have to show you auto-cannibalism, so he's just eating himself.
His own self, yes. Right? You ever had a delicious slice of calf from your own leg?
From your own.
Just cut it fresh. I'm going to saute it up.
I'm sorry.
Butter.
Crumbs all over the goddamn carpet. That's
thank you.
Make an audio.
I thought it would speak to you.
It did speak to
me. You're now going to have to make an audio about crumbs all over the goddamn carpet.
That's an easy audio. That's bad baby girl. Discipline. Spanking.
And there are people drooling right now listening to this audio.
Yeah, crumbs on the carpet. Can it be carrot cake?
It's like two people drooling.
One of them is...
Wait, shut up!
No, we're not.
That's not nice!
I'm not going to mention
they're both in
name.
This room. Lifetime presents Blank, the story of Blank.
A twofer.
You're a
don't
twofer.
Don't mind me while I yawn.
It's so late.
Shut up.
It is actually 10:20 p.m.
past your bedtime, old man.
It is.
So okay. You're going to read...
I didn't yawn first, either.
So
you're going to read the first one you pick up.
The first one's on top?
The first one's on the face down.
First one's face down. Okay.
Right.
What the hell was the card again?
Lifetime presents blank, the story of blank. Easy with the violence. Really? The old ultraviolence. I guess we got to get Rando here, too. And you guys mix those up. I want to look.
Hold on. I have to clean my line.
Wah.
Take forever.
Wah.
That's going to make a great audio.
I can't decide.
Brain aneurysm. I'm peeking.
Well, I haven't chosen to yet because I'm an awful person.
And I haven't stopped shuffling.
Just burn two.
I'm going to.
There.
I think.
I'm not looking. This is the reality of Cards Against Humanity.
He thinks he isn't looking.
Okay. Oh, I have to.
All right.
I have to get you a new card. Gosh.
Lifetime presents Strong Female Characters, The Story of Puberty.
That's not a bad one.
Lifetime presents Justin Bieber, The Story of Binging and Purging. Lifetime presents The Homosexual Agenda, The Story of Kanye West. Fish sticks, man. Lifetime presents World Peace, The Story of Serfdom.
Wait, what?
That's pretty good. That's, one of these is Rando. And I'm impressed by Rando's ability this round.
Rando's gonna be World Peace.
But we're gonna have to go for strong female characters in puberty. There you go.
Thank you. Who's to make an audio about this? What?
Face up so we don't get confused.
Well, fine. Why wouldn't you put them face down? Because the other black one is going to be face up that you're reading?
Just because.
Doesn't that make more sense?
So I know what it is and I've seen it before.
You seen it?
I've seen it.
Okay. All right.
With your own two eyeballs?
Oh, Jesus.
My specialized.
Introducing extreme baseball. It's like baseball, but with blank.
No, wait, that's a black card.
There's so many funny ones here. You gotta do the extreme announcer voice.
Extreme!
Sunday! The World Championship Hysterical Spelling Bee!
2 nights only! Children in a threefer.
Yep, until nobody comes because they're all stubborn bitches.
No, they just. Well, yeah.
Well, yeah.
That's why we gave up on the spelling bee. Okay.
They were just all too good, that's all. Nobody misspelled any fucking words.
Extreme baseball. It's like baseball, but with Republicans. It's like baseball, but with bioengineered assault turtles with acid breath.
That's pretty extreme.
It's like baseball, but with self-loathing. It's like baseball, but with estrogen.
Is it
what plants crave?
Doesn't baseball already have self-loathing?
But it probably has a little bit, but I like bioengineered assault turtles with acid breath.
It's another audio.
Extreme! Extreme audio.
Where did I put my card?
You're going to have to tag it extreme so people know that it's extreme.
With two X's?
There's only five here for Rando. He hasn't been drawing the way he should have.
Rando's.
Fucking idiot.
Rando's not paying attention.
Get in the game, Rando! God!
And the Academy Award for goes to...
Okay, so we're just going to pick these two for that guy.
Shut up, chair fart.
It's a new chair. It's not her farting.
It's leather.
It's a chair.
If you wiggle a bit... Here, ready? I'll do it on mine.
The Academy Award for blank goes to blank.
The Academy Award for blank goes to blank.
Read from the bottom up.
Will do.
That's the way he always reads. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
From the bottom up.
I don't know. He's more of a tits guy.
Actually, I'm a female thing.
You're a female?
just female thing.
Just whatever that is.
I like tits. I like ass. I like thighs.
You like girls.
I like back. I like long. I like short.
All all boobs matter?
All boobs matter.
Damn straight.
You haven't played it.
Yeah, I know. These are always really hard for me.
Why are your feet so chilly?
Because they are.
Give her the blanket.
You know, feet are one thing that I do not find incredibly erotic.
It's not my kink. No, I don't mind feet, but I'm not going to fuck.
No, I'm not going to drool all over them and lick them. It's just not my thing.
Not my kink.
Now give me a sexy back on the other
Can hand. You give her a blanket?
Okay.
How are you going to put the blanket on your feet if your feet are up there?
That's a good point.
Carefully.
Woo! Cards. And the Academy Award for...
Socks.
The Rhythms of Africa goes to... My Soul.
Interesting.
And the Academy Award for Mouth Herpes goes to... A Micropenis.
Why is there an Academy Award for Mouth Herpes?
Because Rando thinks there should be.
Probably.
It's more of what isn't there an Academy Award for?
Fair enough.
And the Academy Award for Heteronormativity goes to Dick Cheney.
Wow.
Okay.
That's actually okay.
And the Academy Award for Racially Biased SAT Questions goes to a sassy black woman.
Hmm.
Dick Cheney.
Yay!
It's funny because Dick.
Did.
And heteronormativity.
Seriously, was that Rando?
Yes.
Oh,
no, that was
you?
Me.
Okay.
Rando's not that clever.
He's got three really already, worried. Though. He was first for a minute.
You're better than I am.
He was first for a hot minute.
I was worried about that.
Apparently.
Do you want my socks?
No. Fine. But
not the ones I have on. I will give you different socks.
No.
Okay.
I'm okay.
Just to clear.
Be specific about the type of socks you're getting. Not used.
You don't want these socks.
I could knit you some socks.
Right
he doesn't
now,
want to give you used socks because then, you know, as a
just
house elf.
Rainbow socks. Just...
Right. She'd be free.
There would
we
be
can't
no
have
purple.
That.
It's okay.
You're borrowing these socks. They're not yours.
They're not being given to me. So
they're my socks.
Instead of coal, Santa now gives the bad children.
Oh, I love this card. I'm down two, though. I didn't draw last round.
Yeah, that's wrong.
It's good. It separates the men from the boys.
Separates everybody from Rando.
Yeah, well,
that's true.
Rando will be like a bigger, blacker dick, and it's not that, it's not that surprising.
I mean, if Santa gave the bad kids that, what do the good kids get?
Cole, the biggest, blackest dick?
Yes.
No, Cole.
Santa gives the bad children that one. No yawning.
Come on. Ooh,
you can't Rando. Tell me what to do.
I just did.
Can't tell me what to do either.
That's true.
I have a pinata, so...
Yeah.
All right, instead of coal, oh my god, you people. Okay, instead of coal, Santa now gives the bad children famine.
Okay, all right.
Africa's just bad kids all over.
All of them are bad.
Because they're black.
Yes. That's what Santa said.
So bad.
Santa is white.
Oh, even his hair is white. Like, Santa's so white.
White beard, white hair.
Santa also gives bad children riding off into the sunset. So, thanks, Rando.
All right, Rando.
Probably
it's Rando. Not what you were thinking, Rando.
Instead of coal, Santa now gives the bad children lockjaw.
Oh,
okay.
I'll behave, I'm sorry. Jesus.
And your dog.
And this is the winner. I'm sorry. Instead of coal, Santa now gives children the bad children teenage pregnancy.
Wow. Good job.
Thank you.
But your second was lockjaw.
Or famine.
Famine.
Aww.
That was famine.
That was lockjaw. We know what Rando was.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Rando didn't do so well that time.
Did Rando draw?
He did.
Oh. How come Rando
did you just
judge?
Assume Rando's gender?
Is Rando Cardrician
triggered as
based
fuck.
On the character of Lando Calrissian?
Still assuming gender.
Who's
a strong black man in a space opera?
The only strong black man in
the
space opera.
I don't know.
Wait, are you
there
counting
are people?
James Earl Jones?
He's not. James Earl Jones is not in Star Wars.
Bullshit.
He plays voice. A white man.
You don't...
He plays the voice of a white man in Star Wars. Vader is white.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Well, he started out white. Not really sure
he's
what
still
color
white when the mask comes off.
Yeah,
he spent most of his time
kind
of
blue.
Covered
I'm sorry,
in a giant
when
black
the mask
suit.
Came
true.
Off.
He might have been black on the outside. He was still white on the inside, right?
Maybe he wanted to be black.
It's the gooey stuff in the middle.
Coming to Broadway this season, blank the musical.
Yay! Where's my cannibalism card? Oh, wait, that
you
was already
it?
There was already a musical.
Did you eat it?
There was a musical. Cannibalism. Anyway.
Don't boop. Stop. Why?
Because I love.
We're grown-ups here.
What?
Sort well, of? Three of four grown-ups are grown-ups.
So how old do you have to be a grown-up?
Yeah, where does that fall?
It's just the booping that kind of sets you apart.
Does it?
Yes.
By that definition, LB is not an adult.
I'm missing one.
It's always.
You have to ask.
You
honest.
Realize that, right? LB is
the boop king.
Is a booper.
The boop king.
He's a
boop.
Booper.
Coming to Broadway this season, An Oversized Lollipop, the musical. Coming to Broadway this season, Cards Against Humanity, the musical.
You know,
that
first
might
one,
be really
that,
fucking
that
funny.
That first one is going to get licked pretty soon.
William Shatner, the musical.
No, you didn't
like
say that
one.
Right. Go back.
I tried to, and you yelled over me.
Because he
So
did.
I couldn't. So I just decided to carry on.
You.
$5 Footlongs, the musical.
Decided. To carry on.
To just carry on.
Do the thing.
Do the thing.
We're going to go with An Oversized Lollipop. The
Thank
musical.
You.
Because why not?
I now have four black cards. In case you
are we playing
right.
until Mandala falls asleep?
Probably.
Pretty much.
So another 30 seconds.
I've had alcohol and food. It is not fair.
And cake.
And cake.
Yeah.
Happy birthday to somebody.
That's it, sir.
That would be me.
What helps Obama unwind? I actually have a card that would have been good for this, but
alas.
Gone, small bug.
That's not a card, by the way. There was a bug for the listening audience.
Listening always?
Wait, what?
Knitting
what
always?
I'm not even knitting right now. I'm trying to salvage this stupid fucking thing.
What helps Obama unwind, though? Probably
white
that.
Cards.
Fake news?
No, white cards.
Fox News.
It's faux news. I mispronounced it.
My bad.
F-O-U-X?
All right.
Yep.
Fox. What helps Obama unwind? Embryonic stem cells. Bitches.
It'd be crazy, though.
Throwing a virgin into a volcano.
Yes!
Extremely tight pants. I like bitches.
Do ya?
Yes.
But they'd be crazy. Yo.
How does that help you on
this? Rando
got bitches. Rando is
fucking
tied
Rando.
For first. Rando and
oh
Insert are tied for first place.
That's hilarious. Yep.
This is why we play with Rando. Because
just
he's a
than
funny
us.
Guy.
Sometimes he's a funny guy.
When
everybody's got off moments.
When Pharaoh remained unmoved, Moses called down a plague of
bitches?
Probably.
That's
actually, that wouldn't be a bad thing.
That one.
Pharaoh would be like, Moses, do it again.
Yeah, right. Fine, we'll worship whatever you want to worship. There's just big booty bitches falling from the sky.
Big booty bitches.
Booty butt cheeks.
Booty butt, booty butt. Sorry.
When Pharaoh remained
I apologize.
Unmoved. Don't apologize. It's hilarious.
Booty
this audio
cheeks.
Will be excellent. When Pharaoh remained unmoved, Moses called down a plague of the cool, refreshing taste of Pepsi. And all the metal in the kingdom melted from the acid.
Rando!
When Pharaoh remained unmoved, Moses called down a plague of flying sex snakes.
That'd be terrifying.
Like, whoa, okay,
what?
Everybody's just getting raped to death by snakes.
Flying!
Well, that's Tagus Audio. Don't forget Tagus Audio rape. Or we're going to get taken down.
I can't tag it rape on backstage.
Send us this Heil.
When Pharaoh remained unmoved, you realize we're just going to insert a boop there. When Pharaoh remained unmoved, Moses called down a plague of the Make-A-Wish Foundation.
Ooh, that's dark.
When Pharaoh remained unmoved,
Moses!
Good old Moses.
The marrow.
I should stop drinking. Moses called down a plague of vehicular manslaughter. I don't know. It's not.
Damn those carts and horses.
It's not Pepsi and it's not Make-A-Wish. It's between the flying sex snakes and the vehicular manslaughter.
Such is life, really. I mean,
how do you choose, though?
Which one would Moses have done?
I mean, he was all about. He called them frogs, so flying sex snakes sounds believable.
Yes.
So we'll go with flying sex snakes.
Thank you.
I was the big.
I beat your vehicular manslaughter with my flying snakes. Sex snakes. Specifically.
They are sex snakes.
My flying sex snakes. Oh, what ended my last relationship?
Did you have a previous relationship to this one? I think it's just been forever for you guys. It always has been and always will be. Like your...
I am very interested to see what card insert puts down.
Time without
play your cards season. Carefully, sir. There is a spare bedroom in this cabin. You may need to.
There's also a couch and a futon. And another couch.
Sleep outside with the stink bugs.
No, thank
you. In the hot tub.
Well, no sleeping in the hot tub or you get drowned.
That's how people die.
Yeah, you get drowned. Yes. Especially no sleeping drunk in the hot tub.
Aww. You ruined all my fun.
Are you just playing from the top?
No, I shuffle them every other turn or so. I'll just shuffle them.
Oh, okay.
I'm just going to call out to Molecular right now. I need you to give me a Cards Against Humanity card for what ended my last relationship. Okay, thanks, bye. For reasons.
It's all you, brother.
Can't wait.
Is that why? Is Molecular why your last relationship ended?
You'll never know.
I guess I don't know who you're talking about. So.
He's actually the reason she found GWA.
Oh, okay.
Yes, he is. He's a wonderful person. Sometimes. So what ended my last relationship? A tribe of warrior women. An Oedipus complex. Hot.
Mom. Mother.
Mommy. Mom. Mom.
Mommy. Hot pockets.
Hot pockets.
Hot pockets.
Or my collection of high-tech sex toys.
Ooh, why would that end?
Maybe he felt...
intimidated.
Incompetent.
Insufficient.
There was not much.
It's like, I'm not electric powered. How am I supposed to hold up against that?
Right? I can't compete. Right? I'm giving it all she's got, Captain.
I'm going...
like 3,000 RPM. What am I supposed to do?
Build a better sex toy. And that's why we're going for high-end sex toys.
If you build it, they will come.
I've been told.
Ain't that the truth?
And again, and again.
That was a great card.
Alright.
I played it specifically for you.
Thank you. So, would you have played that with anything that I judged? Probably.
It depended on it. Like, it had to be at least somewhat related.
I think you could play that card with most anything she plays, and it would be relevant.
Yeah.
They said we were crazy. They said we couldn't put blank inside a blank. They were wrong.
That's funny.
We're glad you guys think we're funny.
Okay.
Read it one more time.
They said we were crazy. They said they couldn't. They said we couldn't put blank inside a blank. They were wrong. Oreos inside of fried dough or something.
I've had that. It's not actually that good.
I didn't think it was
that good. No, it's kind of gross.
Fried Oreos just don't cut it for me.
Well, that would have been a much better play.
Wah, wah.
And, like, the two that I pulled would have been perfect.
Okay.
Wait a minute.
Woman!
Secret? Is it safe?
Yes.
Is it salty?
It's always salty. They said we were crazy. They said we couldn't put a time travel paradox inside of two midgets shitting into a bucket. They were wrong.
Okay.
Thanks, Rando.
Maybe. They said we were crazy. They said we couldn't put lactation inside of Fancy Feast. They were wrong.
Okay, that was Rando.
So you can never be sure whether it's Rando or not. They said we were crazy. They said we couldn't put genuine human connection inside Batman. But they were wrong.
Holy hell, that's good.
They said we were crazy. They said we couldn't put a lifetime of sadness inside of the miracle of childbirth.
Okay.
Yes, that's the one.
Thank you.
Good man. A miracle, yeah, a lifetime of sadness in the
miracle of childbirth. And that's called playing to the judge.
Yes.
Oh, man.
Pandering to your audience is encouraged in this game.
Alrighty.
Good work, team.
Maybe she's born with it. Maybe it's plank. Maybe it's Maybelline.
It's not Maybelline.
You know,
maybe she's just sexy.
Maybe she's a model and got paid a lot of money to stand under some.
That is one of those taglines that almost everyone knows.
Oh, yeah.
They paid so much for it. And it worked.
Oh, yeah. That's marketing genius right
there.
Brand
recognition.
Like, maybe she spent 4 hours in front of the makeup artist. Maybe it's Maybelline.
Yeah. Maybe she's born with it. Maybe it's women's suffrage. Maybe she's born with it. Maybe it's repression.
Sensing a theme.
Maybe it's jobs.
Wait, Steve Jobs?
Or maybe it's masturbation. Which I think is probably correct. Yeah.
Wow. So you win.
Cleaning it
we're
up.
Playing to five. Do you want to play to seven
one,
or eight?
One, two, three, four, five, six.
Ooh.
So one more. I usually
seven.
Seven.
I thought it was seven. Yeah,
I mean,
that's
I
seven.
Seven. Usually when there's more people, I tone down the points.
Well,
I can't
sure. win on this round. Let's put it that way.
Yeah.
Sure.
And this card is my favorite. What did Vin Diesel eat for dinner? Ah. 72 Virgins is not a card.
What do you mean it's not a card?
99 Bitches is.
72 Virgins should be a card.
I'd watch that.
What did Vin Diesel eat for dinner? Fiery poops.
That's sad.
You sit down to a big old plate of fiery poops? Mmm.
What did Vin Diesel eat for dinner? Did you hear? It was Robert Downey Jr.
Probably watch that too. I don't know though. That's weird.
Would you watch Vin Diesel eat Robert Downey Jr.'s fiery poops?
No.
No.
Not my kink.com.
I'm
going to register that domain. If that is not registered right now.
Not my kink.com?
Oh, yeah.
What did Vin Diesel eat for dinner? My vagina. Seeing as I'm reading it, that's a little weird.
Rando.
Well, she's your vagina. Never mind.
Yeah. What did Vin Diesel eat for dinner? The token minority.
Ooh.
Huh.
It doesn't... I'm going to register this.
Kink.com.
GoDaddy.com.
Robert Downey Jr. wins.
Best $20 you ever spent.
Robert Downey Jr.?
That was me.
I was about to say.
There you go.
I was like, Rando, really?
It made sense, Rando. Stop doing that. Here you go.
Rando.
Does it cost 99 cents to register it?
I'm going to see if it does.
Here.
What's the new fad diet? Eating Robert Downey Jr.
Fiery poops.
For breakfast.
Oh, it's taken. Shit.
Aww.
There's not mykinks.com, not thekink.com, not ourkink.com, not yourkink.com. But not mykink.com.
Not.
What about not my kinks?
What's the new fad diet?
NNS. Steal it.
Oh, this is good. That one's a good one. I like it.
So now the question is can you find out if it's for sale?
I mean, I could find the domain registrar that has it and then ask them if they
but then they're gonna want $5 million.
I don't really care enough.
I'll give you $10.
If it had been unregistered, I would have paid for it, but like to get it off someone else is not worth.
I'll give you $10 and a Happy Meal coupon.
The new fad diet is seeing grandma naked. Also, Pac-Man uncontrollably guzzling cum.
Sorry, what was that in your ear? Can you say that again?
No. I really can't.
Slowly? The feeling?
He's just upside down, like, nah.
Yeah. Oh, I'm going to throw up. Okay.
Uncontrollably. Please
uncontrollably don't. Throwing up. court-ordered rehab.
That would definitely control your...
Didn't they usually put on the weight? Rehab makes you gain weight?
I don't know.
Because you stopped doing the meth?
I've never been through rehab.
Yeah, me neither.
So...
me either, no.
How about same-sex ice dancing?
That's
a diet? I've given that up.
I tried it for a month. It didn't work.
I just kept eating Cheetos.
Naked in a beanbag chair.
And crying.
Yes, sir!
Do you have the urge to send me $1,000?
Close! For a second I thought he was talking about me!
Anyway, we're going with court-ordered rehab.
Rando's got 5 points.
Holy hell.
He's real good. Real good.
Okay, Rando.
In a world ravaged by blank, our only solace is blank.
How come you always get the twofers?
In a world.
Do it.
Easy now. Fuzzy little man peach.
Read it one more time.
In a world ravaged by blank, our only solace is blank.
There, that's all you get.
I will play that back so many times. Yeah.
It's going to be your ringtone.
Did you watch that movie?
In a World?
In a World?
Yeah, it was really good, actually.
Yeah, it was a decent movie.
Rando gets to play. See, look what you did. You're ruining everything!
I usually do.
This is only three? Which is this? This is two. There's too many cards on the table.
This is all Rando's fault.
Well, you guys examine the cards amongst yourselves.
That's not mine. Check that.
One of them
is going to be Rando.
Okay, this is mine. This must be Rando.
Oh, okay. I think I might have. Okay.
You did it. It was all your fault.
I said it was Rando.
She hasn't played yet. That's why I got confused.
It takes me a while to play these
ones. You're a slowpoke?
You have to wake up.
I'm awake. I'm trying to make something that makes sense.
That's not going to happen.
Shh. It's okay. It's not
whisper into that. It'll get more upvotes.
Backstage?
Upvotes.
Backstage likes whispering, right? You guys like it when we whisper a little bit? We can just whisper right in your ear.
I'm going to tag this AMSR. Or whatever that is.
You're going to tag this incorrectly.
Probably.
Is this thing on?
We could go...
Wait, hold on. I've got a great sound for it.
It's kind of like rain.
No, it's if you've ever played Magic and you had your cards in sleeves, then you're going like, oh, yeah. All right,
I'm just going to burn.
Okay, that's fine. Let's carry on.
Burn and turn. Oh, no, wait, that's Texas.
I'm not watching.
Hold that.
Holding.
Thank you.
Safe?
Yes. No.
In a world ravaged by the World of Warcraft, our only solace is your weird brother.
Okay.
In a world ravaged by John Wilkes Booth, our only solace is heartwarming orphans.
What?
Okay.
In a world ravaged by the hardworking Mexican, our only solace is Ronald Reagan.
That's amazing.
In a world ravaged by take backsies, our only solace is frolicking.
I'm going to have to go with Ronald Reagan and the hardworking Mexican. That was really good. And I appreciate your sense of humor.
It took her long enough to get
to it. I told you, it takes me a hot minute to figure something out.
It paid off.
Alright. What would Grandma find disturbing, yet oddly charming?
A lot of things. My grandma or your grandma?
Grandma.
That's a good question.
They're different people.
Grandma.
The quintessential grandma.
It's on the bed.
Why is
the bed? I would like to point out that I love my grandmother.
I also love both of mine.
If your grandmother is listening to this, we have a bigger problem.
Yes.
My grandmother can identify my voice. We have a bigger problem.
She wouldn't know how to get from the audio of this to another place on Reddit that had sexy things.
I would like to point out that I don't think that my grandmother could accurately navigate to a web page, period.
Right, without personal guidance.
Yes.
Both of my grandmothers are not with it anymore, and so I have no worries of them finding this.
Yeah, I don't have any grandmothers.
Yeah.
So.
What would Grandma find disturbing yet oddly charming? Joe Biden. Yeah. Delawarean, so nice play on that. Morgan Freeman's voice.
Ooh.
Just charming. Not oddly, not disturbing. Just charming.
Peeing a little bit.
What?
Peeing a little bit. Or the gays. The gays witch.
Yes. The gays are totally charming.
Those gays are so cute.
Yes!
It's a little wrong.
But they're cute. Bless your heart.
Yeah.
Bless your little rainbow heart.
I got six.
This is the game ender right here. In L.A. County jail, word is you can trade 200 cigarettes for...
that. And that.
And that.
Two or three of these. Depends on how you like your hand jobs. With or without razor blades.
In L.A. County Jail, you could trade 200 cigarettes for the 3/5 compromise. I feel like I've seen a meme of that.
Probably.
In L.A. County Jail, word is you can trade 200 cigarettes for an asymmetric boob job.
If you really want to, I guess.
In L.A. County Jail, word is you could trade 200 cigarettes for my inner demons.
Thanks, Rando.
I don't know.
In L.A. County Jail.
It could work.
Word is you could trade 200 cigarettes for Count Chocula.
That's probably true. That's likely.
A box of cereal for a carton of
cigarettes.
Yeah. Straight up trade.
All I want is fucking wins. Count Chocula.
Count Chocula.
There you go.
Yes.
It was either that or my inner demons.
That was probably Rando.
And that's 7 for you, right?
Yep.
Good job.
I won something!
LA wins!
I actually fucking won something.
Holy hell.
Alright, I got 2 whole points. Rando had 5.
I had 4.
One,
you had 6.
2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Yep. So Rando came in pretty close.
I'm not doing any of these as audios. Just saying.
All right, well, thanks to listeners. Ramble and be stupid and play Cards Against Humanity. I hope you guys enjoyed this. If not, you can go fuck yourself.
Or get a drink. And
or both.
Both.
Then go fuck yourself.
If you do the fucking yourself, please record it and post it to UWA.
Yes.
Yeah. Because everyone will appreciate it. And yes. Tag us so that we remember what...
And so that we can upvote you.
Yes. We will upvote you.
We will upvote all the things.
All things.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
How long was that? That's what she said.
Forever.
Long enough?
We're at exactly 1 hour.
Oh, there you go.
Nice.